McCarthy was saying that you and Jordy kind of complement each other. Do you think that's something that is good to have in an offense, especially in a receiver?
Yeah, of course. Anytime you can have guys that complement each other, that's great. You know, we're very balanced offensively with the running game and the passing game. You know, Jordy taking the top off of things and me working underneath. So I think we really do complement each other well.
Randall, he said he would be a little nervous, but not because of the knee. It's just he's always nervous the first game. Is there any jitters?
I think that's everybody. Yeah, I mean, that's natural. I think that's human. I'm always nervous every time I walk out of the tunnel. You never know what can happen out there. You know, but we're all excited, and we're excited to get back out there.
Keeping seven receivers, is that going to be a bit of a juggling act? Are people going to kind of have to accept lesser roles as the season goes on? I know you might need them later, but as it's stated,
yeah,
now,
I mean,
there's a lot of guys.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right now there's a lot of guys, but obviously not everybody's going to dress. So, you know, depending on what the 46 is for the game day, you know, we're all going to be prepared and ready. Our job is to prepare right now, and, you know, whoever's number is called on game day is who will be up.
As you prepare right now, what stands out about Jacksonville, especially defensively? What do you like about it? What impresses you?
They have some young talent. You know, they've revamped their defense. Their defensive backs, obviously, you know, House, who was here for a few years, Prince Amukamara coming from the Giants, and one of their young guys they drafted in Ramsey, and one of the guys they brought in from Cleveland. They got a lot of new talent, a lot of really good football players, a lot of energy. You know, Ramsey is he brings a lot of energy to the game, so it's definitely going to be a challenge for us. And, you know, going down playing in Jacksonville this time of year, we're looking forward to it.
Jordy kind of rolled his eyes at it, but Devon kind of had that. People called him kind of like the Jordy stopper in practice. Like he could shut down Jordy. He had the length and kind of just gave him problems. Do you remember seeing that, or what is your take on that?
You know, that was back in the day. We'll see what happens on Sunday. I'm sure House will be ready and prepared for that matchup, as will Jordy. So, you know, we'll see what happens if he follows him. You know, we'll see.
What's the thing that you need to see happen? Whether it's just your first catch of the year, the first hit. Is there anything that's going to get you into the game, or is there anything that makes you feel comfortable?
I just trust my training. I'm prepared. You know, I'm ready all through training camp. I felt really good. I feel great right now. So I'm really looking forward to the opportunity.
How challenging, though, is it to open the season on the road in a venue you guys don't normally play at?
This is the NFL. Every game is challenging, regardless of where you're playing, who you're playing, you know, whether it's an uncommon opponent or, you know, a different stadium. Every game has its different challenges, and we just look forward to the opportunity.
That was the first question. Is there a different feeling, a different vibe this week, do you feel like, because it is game week after all that training camp?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the excitement to play somebody different, a different opponent, excitement for the regular season and for a game to actually count, there is definitely different.
Is there any extra hydration, just given where you're going and the heat?
Yeah, of course. Of course. You know, obviously, you know, we take into account everything. You want to be at the peak performance when game time comes, hydration, nutrition, sleep, all those things factor in. So you got to be on top of it, and that's about being a pro.
Did that environment in the Hudson Center, it was pretty warm, at least when we were in there.
Yeah, it was hot. It was hot. I think it may have been hotter in there than it is in Jacksonville right now. I think we all sweated a lot, you know, it's about refueling throughout the week and preparing for Sunday.